We begin the current daf Masechet Zvachim daf Kuf Test. We begin on the top of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of this parak, Hashoychet v'Hamala, which are the two specific avodas that are mentioned in the Torah, that there's a prohibition on the punishment if one slaughters or sacrifices, or as we saw other things, if one does them that from the carbon out of the area where it's allowed to be done of the Hazara, then one is going to be violating this Isra and have a punishment of Karas. So on that, our Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing on qualifying this halacha. Says the Mishnah, Echad Kadeshim Kisherin. This halacha applies whether if we're talking about bona fide, valid karbanas, the Echad Kadeshim Pesulin, even if we're talking about a carbon that's invalidated, but Shayy Pesulin by Kadesh, but it became invalidated only in the Azara. So since the halacha would thus be that if it's inside and it was put up on top of the Mizbeach, what's called Im'olu, then Lo Yerdu, it's not going to come down. So then it qualifies for the halacha criterion of being Chayiv Bachutz, because the halacha of being Chayiv Bachutz is, would it be accepted inside? It would be, although initially one does not because it's possible. But if it would be put up on top of the Mizbeach, you wouldn't take it down, you'd do that Vaidah, so it's considered Miskabel Bifnim. So therefore, if a krivim bachutz, if one goes and sacrifices those karbanos, even though they're invalid already, chayiv would be liable, as the Gemara is going to explain. Now, so too says the Mishnah, hamal kezayis min ha'ayla. If someone sacrifices an olive-sized piece from the karban ayla, meaning from the meat, and the girsa is ume'emureha, together with a part of its sacrificial parts, bachutz on the outside, meaning, if one takes a half an olive size of the meat of the karban ayla, and a half an olive size of the emur, which are the sacrificial parts, which are these certain types of fats of the karban, and he sacrifices a combination of the two of them to make a sum total of a kezayis, and he does this out of the area of the azara, chayiv is going to be liable because the meat of a karban ayla with its fats are essentially the same thing, because the whole karban ayla, in contrast to most karbanas, are burnt all of it on the mizbeach. So it's all one thing, and therefore they combine to be the shir kezayis, to be chayiv for the shir kezayis of halah bachutz. So the Gemara brings a braisa that elaborates in Allah of our Mishnah. Taraban unna braisa. The pasuk says a meyikra regarding this iser of bachutz. Says asher yala oila, if someone's going to go out and sacrifice a carbon oila on the outside, there's this iser of bachutz. Now says the braisa, and the girsa takes out the words oizavach, because that's part of what's going to be included shortly in the ribui. So ainly ela oila, I would only know that this halach applies uniquely to a carbon oila. How do we know that this halacha of Isra Bachutz applies also to the sacrificial parts of an Ashram? Ve'mur Chatas, the sacrificial parts of a Chatas. Ve'mur Kachi Kachim, the sacrificial parts, because we're talking about whatever it is that's burnt on the Mizbeach, these which apply to Emur. The meat of these Karbanas are not burnt on the Mizbeach, so there the Isra Halal wouldn't apply. It's not something that's burnt in the Mizbeach and instead you're doing it on the outside. But the sacrificial parts are things that are done on the Mizbeach. Or Ve'muri Kachikachim, which specifically refers to the Kivsi Atzeres, because I already mentioned Ashram Echatas, what we're referring to over here is a Shlamim, but generally Shlamim are not Kachikachim, but there is one by Anshvuas, those lambs are Kachikachim, and therefore those sacrificial parts, or Ve'muri Kachim Kalim, or the sacrificial parts of Kachim Kalim, which those things are burnt on the Mizbeach inside. How do I know that if one instead burns it out of the Azar, that one's going to be liable for the Issav Allah B'chutz? Tamalei Mazavach. That's why the pasuk says, or a carbon, which means that not only oila, but even any carbon. Now, minayin l'rabba is ha'koymetz v'alavayna. How do I know to include even not karbanas? Even the fistful of the flower offering, which that fistful is burnt on Mizbeach, or the frankincense of when someone donates a mincha offering, which he brings levayna with that too, and that's also burnt on Mizbeach, v'akatiris, or the incense, or mechas kohanim, which is when a kohen brings in the dove of a mincha, all of the mincha is burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore it's the same equivalent of what a koimitz is by Minchas Yisrael. It's totally fit to be burnt on the Mizbeach, and therefore one would be liable in doing it outside. In contrast, the leftover parts of a mincha that a non-koin brings, where those shirayim, he would not be chai for doing a Allah b'chutz, because that's not burnt on the Mizbeach. In contrast, of Minchas Koyin, all of it is burnt on the Mizbeach. Or Minchas Koyin Mashiach, and the mincha of the Koyin Gadol, which he brings every single day in Asir Sa'ifa, 10th of Eifa, called the Minchas Chavitin. Or v'hamanasach shleishes lugin yain, if someone pours a libation of 3 lug of wine, which is the minimum amount of being considered nesachim, the nisrei hayayin that are poured on the mizbeach, or v'shleishes lugin mayim, or if someone pours 3 lugin of water on sukkahs, which were designated for those are the nisach hamayim, which are done on the yom tov of sukkahs, and designated for those waters, because it was just regular water, one's not liable for doing chulin out of the azara. But for all these items, which are not even animal karbanas, how do we know that by them also, since they're generally burnt and they're poured on the mizbeach, that the same thing would, one would be liable for doing it halal b'chutz? Tamalema, that's what the pasuk teaches. Val pesach oil mayid lo yibiyano. And that if he's not going to bring it to the opening of the oil mayid, what that teaches is kalabola pesach oil mayid. Whatever comes to the opening of the oil mayid, then and it's brought onto the mizbeach, chayav and lo b'chutz. And instead, if you don't bring it there, but rather you do it outside, even if it's not an animal carbon, one's going to be liable for doing that sacrificing on the outside. Now, continues the Braisa, like the halacha of our Mishnah, the ainli ela kachim k'shem. Now, I would only know that this halacha applies to a bona fide valid carbon. Minayin l'rabbis psulin. How do we know to include, even if they're invalidated, like we said in the Mishnah, meaning those cases which are im'olu lo yerdu, if they were they're not supposed to be brought up, but if they were, we're not going to take them down, because that's not included from the drush we just said a moment ago from lo yivayeno, that if it wasn't brought, because these things initially, no, they're not supposed to be brought. In other words, it's not something that's supposed to be brought al pesach amon, and it was them, it was brought outside, and therefore that you're liable. These things are puzzle. But we're going to include them, as we're going to see, because ultimately there is some type of eligibility where it's im'alu layerdu. If you did, after the fact, put up, you're not going to take it down. Kugain halon, where, for example, if let's say the carbon was left out overnight beyond the time of its limited, where every carbon has a certain limited time, how long it could be for. If let's say it was left out over time, or v'hayetzi, or was taken out of the perimeter of where it's allowed to be, or v'atame, or if the carbon became tame, or v'shenishchet chutz lezman v'chutz l'mekom, or was slaughtered with the intention of it being consumed beyond its time or beyond its space where it's allowed to be taken, or v'shekib l'psulim v'zorko esdamai, or if let's say those who are invalid to receive the blood received it or through its blood, which these are all invalidations, but they're not totally invalidating them in the sense of im'olu yerdu, rather, as we're going to see, that they're im'olu lo yerdu. And v'hanitan l'matash n'san l'malo, where its blood is supposed to be placed on the bottom half of the mizbech, instead it was sprayed on the upper half, or v'hanitan l'malash n'san l'mato, or the bloods of certain karbanos which are supposed to be sprayed on the upper half, instead it was sprayed on the bottom half, or v'hanitan b'chutz n'san b'fnim, or the blood of the karbanos that is supposed to be sprayed on the outer mizbech, but rather was sprayed on the inner mizbech, then in the heichel, or the other way around, the bloods that are supposed to be on the inner mizbeach instead were put on the outer mizbeach. Or pesach v'chatas, and the gears is that was sheshachdan shalay lishman, or the karm pesach v'chatas which was slaughtered shalay lishman, which that's invalidating as we learned in the first mission in this mesechta. So minayin, how do we know regarding these karbanos that are pasul, but in spite of that, if one goes and does the halah, burns it on bachut, is going to be chayiv? That's what the pasuk teaches. Lo yibiyenu lasais, that it was he did not bring it in to do it, which sounds like anything which is fit le'asais to be done. Meaning, even though it's not really fit to be brought inside, but kolam iskabel bepesach oil ma'id, anything that it's received, which sounds like an after the fact type of a situation in the entry of the oil ma'id. And instead, you don't do it there, but rather do it on the outside. Chayav n'lav b'chutz, then you can be liable for doing it on the outside. Therefore, these cases that we just described, since im olu lo yerdu, if they're put up on the mizbech, we don't take them down. And hence, what that would mean consequentially, is that the kohen, for example, would have to turn it over the meat to get it burnt by using his fork. Or actually, if it was put on the top of the mizbech, now that you don't take it down, he would have to put onto the marocha, onto the fires. So it qualifies to be considered that it's fitly asis to be done. Ultimately, the avodah will be done with it, and therefore it qualifies for lo yibiyanu lasis, and hence, if you don't bring it in to be done, which is this b'di'evad halacha of im'olu lo yerdu, and instead you do it on the outside, therefore, these cases, which have these psulim, like we said, of psulim akaydish, that is, they had a moment of applicability, but they became pasul in the kaydish. Those things, if you do it outside, there's going to be a liability. Now, on that, the Gemara continues in the Mishnah. The next halacha of the Mishnah was Hamal kezayis min ha'ola b'chulu. If someone sacrifices a combination of a half a zayis of the meat of the karban ha'ola with its emurin, and he does that and sacrifices b'chutz, he's going to be chayv. So the inference the Gemara makes obviously is ha'ola v'emurau in. Only if it's a combination of the meat of the ha'ola with its emurin, its sacrificial parts, then that's where you do kezayis of that combination, michay b'chutz. But shlam may murein loy. But a combination of the meat of the shlam with its sacrificial parts, then one's not going to be liable. And the reason for that is simply is because the meat of the shlam does not combine with its sacrificial parts for the shir kezayis to be liable for Allah b'chutz, because the meat of the korban shlam is not something that's burnt on the mizbeach, and therefore that doesn't qualify for the violation of el pesach el moy l'biyenu. Oh, what do you mean? You're doing it outside. You didn't bring it in inside on the Mizbech. What do you mean? You don't bring the Meiduv Karban Shlamim inside. So if one burns it as a half Hazayis, it's not going to combine with the half Hazayis of the Emurim, which is burnt the Mizbech, to make the minimum shear of Haktara, of being liable b'chutz, of a Kazayis. Says the Gemara, Tanin al-Hadi Tan Rabbanan. This supports what we learned in the Braisa. It says explicitly this halacha that it's oilo ve'emureha mitzdavim l'gezayis. It's only the carbon oila and its sacrificial parts that combine for the share of gezayis, which is l'haloisin b'chutz, to be liable for sacrificing on the outside. And as on the Braisa, a second halacha that our Mishnah does not talk about, u'lechayim v'alein mishum pigol neisir v'tamein, and also to be liable for the isurim of Pigol, Neisr, and Tamei. Now, the assumption of the Gemara right now thinks that what it means is if someone eats a combination of a half a zayis of meat and the Emurim of the Karban Ayla, if it's Pigol, or if it's Neisr, or if he eats it with a bodily Tumah, so then he's going to be Chayiv for his consumption. And that's what we're saying, that they join for the combination of being Mechayiv on the minimum shear of the Isra Achila of Pigol, Neisr, and Tamei, even though half of what he's eating from the Ayla is the meat and half he's eating is the Emurim, still they're going to combine. So on that, the Gemara asked on the Braisa. Bishleima, we understand the first halacha of the Braisa, which was the halacha of our Mishnah. Halas Ayla, regarding the sacrificing Bachutz of the Karban Ayla, the Kalalin, we said, since it's totally consumed, we understand that really the meat and the sacrificial parts, those fats, are the same thing. They're all burnt on the Mizbeach, which therefore they combine to be the sheer halob of Kazayis Bachutz. And Shlam Amlai, but we said, Shlam, we understand why not, because the meat can't combine, because it's not something that's supposed to be brought inside to be chayv on the outside. Ella, however, the last halacha, that which is not mentioned on Mishnah, and that is the Gemara by Pigol B'Neisa B'Tamei, my timer. What's the reason why you're saying it only applies to Ayla and it's not going to combine the meat of the Shlam with the sacrificial parts of a Pigol Neisa and Tamei? But why? The halacha is that even by Shlamim, the meat of a carbon and its Emurin apply for the halacha of Pigol Neisa and Tamei, as the Gemara said in Daf Mem Gimel Menachem and Perek B'Shamai, that whatever has things that permit it, whether it's permitting it for a person to eat it or for the Mizbech to consume it, there's a liability on it of Pigol. Now, the blood of a carbon, including this case of Shlam, permits the meat to be eaten for a person and the sacrificial parts to be consumed on the Mizbech. And so do the Mishnah teaches over there that even things that there's no liability of Pigol, for example, the Kaimis, the Levina, and the Keteris, because they don't have things that permit them, rather they themselves are the permitters, even so, the Gemara says over there, there's still going to be a liability of Neisir and of Tamei, and for sure, like the case that we're describing over here of Emurin, where for sure Pigol applies to them, as the Gemara learns out from Sukkim, for sure the halacha should be that they should combine the meat and the Emurim of even the Karban Shlam, because both of them have the halacha of Pigol. Why shouldn't they combine? As the Gemara asks, because Vatnan, the Mishnah teaches them, Elam, Kala Pigulin Mitzdarfin, all those things that Pigol applies to them, they do combine. So therefore, we have over here the meat of the Karban Shlam, which has the halacha of Pigol, and the Emurim, which has the halacha of Pigol that applies to it, albeit once for a person and once for a carbon, for the Mizbeach, but Pigol they combine. V'chal ha-Nesar mitzdarf, and so to anything that has the Isra of Neisidu, because left over its time, they combine to be the requisite shear of a Kazayis. So we have Kasha Pigol at Pigol, we have a contradiction in the laws of Pigol, and Kasha Neisar Neisar, we have a contradiction in the laws of Neisar, where the first Bryce is telling us that no, only Ayla they combine. Shlam? Not going to combine it for Pigol and Neisar. Yet here we have, seemingly, the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah that says that no, that Pigol will combine and Neisar will combine and the halacha of Pigol applies by Shlam both its meat and its Emurim. So why doesn't it combine? So says the Gemara, it's not a difficulty. Pigol a Pigol a Kasha. First the Gemara answers the question of Pigol, it's not a difficulty. Why? Khan, over here in the Mishnah Masechtas Me'ilah, that is inferring that look, whatever Pigol applies combines, so by a Shlam, the meat and the Emurim have the laws of Pigol that it sounds like it's going to be combining. That's talking about bipigol, by actual Pigol, meaning regarding the consumption of Pigol, that yes, if someone would eat a half a gazayis of the Pigol of a carbon Shlam, including a half a zayis of the meat and half a zayis of the Emurim, they would be combined to have a liability of a carbon chattas. But Khan, over here in the Braisa that makes it sound like that it would only combine for a carbon oil and not for carbon shlam, is b'machsheves pigol, is with the thought process of creating pigol, which is, if a person slaughters or throws the blood of the carbon with the intention that a half of a zayis of the meat of the carbon oila should be chutz l'zmanoi, and that a half a kezayis of the emurim should be chutz l'zmanoi, by the oila, that will be pigol. There it's going to combine. But by the Karban Shlamim, if he thinks that he wants it to be eaten or sacrificed, a half a zayis of the meat and a half a size of the Emurin, it's not going to be pigel. Why? Because those are two totally different types of pigel. Because you cannot, there's no machshava of eating by things that are burnt, which are the Emurim, and there's no machshava of aktar of burning by things that are eaten, which is the case of the meat. So those are two totally different things. They cannot combine to create halacha of pigel. But when the carbon is pigel, if let's say there was a whole zayis of the meat or of the Emurim, yeah, then of course the whole carbon is pigel, and then of course they're going to combine. But the brisa that was saying only applies to oilas because the whole oil is kal, it's all burnt. And therefore it's going to be one thing. But by Shlom, there are two totally different types of halachas. You cannot combine the iser pigel of the haktar and the mizbeach to the machshavas pigel of the achilas of the other. And that's why it's not going to combine. Now, noisa like kasha. And also the second question of noisa is not a difficulty. Because kan, this that we learned in the Mishnah Masechtas Megillah that makes it sound like that, yeah, noisa is going to combine, and therefore that would apply to Shlom too, because the iser noiser of the murma of Shlom and also of the mila of Shlom. That's benicer. Again, similar to like the previous answer, that's when you consume nicer. Yeah, eating a half a zayis of the emurim of an animal that was left over and a half a zayis of the meat is going to combine to be chayv karmachatas. But kan, this that we learned in the brayis that made it sound like it's only for the oila, not for shlamim, is bisha nitaisru. We're talking about that the meat of the carbon and the sacrificial parts got lost, or they got burnt. And we're talking about that there was parts that got left over actually nizrak hadam, until the blood wasn't thrown yet. Meaning to say that there were parts of the carbon before the blood was thrown that got lost and got burnt. So they weren't around at the time of the zrikas hadam. But what was left over was a half of an olive size of the meat and a half of an olive size of the sacrificial parts. So therefore, that's the difference between the two cases that the Bryce is talking about. By the carbon oila, which is totally burnt on the mizbeach. So since you have a total of a zayis of both these two halves of a zayis of the emurim and the meat, the zrikas hadam is going to be a bona fide zrika. Why? Because you have a sum total of a zayis of a chilas mizbeach, because all the parts of the oila are consumed on the mizbeach. Because Amani, who's the tana of this brisa? It's Rabbi Yeshua, who he says on Perek Tful Yom, as we had on Daf Kof Dalam and Aleph, the halacha, what's called im ein basar ein dam. Look, if there's no meat, there's no dam. You cannot have a hartza of a carbon with the zrikas adam, which is the primary atonement of a carbon, if it's not permitting something, which is the meat or the sacrificial parts. Now, since by the carbon oila, the zrikas adam is a valid zrika, why is it a valid zrika? Because there's at least the minimum of a kazayas of the haktara, because all of it, the meat and the murm, are burnt on the mizbech. So that's why there's going to be a liability of those parts, the half a zayis of each that's left over, and if it's going to be left over and he's going to eat from it, because as the Gemara said of Memheim Abeis, regarding things, even if there's no liability of pigel, there's still going to be a liability of nicer. For example, like the case we described before of kaimitz, which the mizbeach totally consumes it like a carbon ayla. So for sure, things which there is a liability of pigel, for example, the meat of a carbon ayla is burnt on the mizbeach, so you have a combination of these two halves, it's going to be considered a zrika, meaning it creates that this was considered something that was transformed into a valid carbon through the zrikas adam. Hence, now that it's left over time, it's nicer of a carbon. Now, that's the contrast to the carbon shlamim. They're the half a zayis of the meat and the half a zayis of the emurim are not going to combine to be considered that there's something that's still remaining over here to be considered im yesh bus or yesh dam, to be able to throw the blood on it, because no, you don't have any minimum measurement of anything, because you don't have achilas adam, because you only have a half a zayis of the basar, and you don't have achilas mizbech, because you only have a half a zayis of the emurim. So therefore, that's the point of the Gemara, since it's not going to be considered a valid zrikas adam, because you don't have basar, I mean, you don't have a minimum measurement of anything, so therefore, even when they're going to throw the blood, there's not going to be a liability for that leftover meat and emurim of nicer and of tamei. And the reason why that also applies to tamei, because as the Gemara says in Masechtas Menachos and of Chafeim Abeis, whatever is permitted for tahirim, for kahanim that are tar, that's where there's a liability of tumah. as the Gemara learned on in Perek Beishamid of Memheimah Beis, that we learn out the laws of Neisr, Chil Chil, from Tumah. So they have the same type of halachas. And here, where it's not permitted for a Tahar Kain, because it's not permitted by the Dam. The Dam is not working. Why isn't it working? Because you don't have the minimum measurement of Gezayas of either one, because those are two different things. And so too, as the Gemara says, Mesechtas Me'ilah, Daf Vav Mabeis, where the same halacha applies, to which is the third criterion that we'll be speaking about over here. We're talking about Pigal, Noisa, and Tame. So the same thing is regarding the laws of Yetze, where if it got invalidated by going out of its measurement, according to Balaza, who he says, Zrika does not work for Yetze, there's not going to be a liability of Noisa and Tame. So therefore, says the Gemara, the law of Noisa that we're talking about is the reason why it's only by Ayla and not by Shlamim. Yeah, although the other halacha in Mishnah Masechet and Ayla, of course, if something is Noisa, it's going to combine for Karma Shlamim too, because Noisa applies. It combines and Pigal combines. But to create the Nisa, just like we said regarding creating the Pigal, that will only be by Oila, because they're both the same thing. So that's a Kezayis of Achilles Mizbeach. But by Shlamim, you don't have a Zayis of each one, therefore you don't have a Zayis of anything, and therefore it's considered this halacha of Im Ein Basar Ein Dam, or Im Ein Chelev Ein Dam. It's not permitting something, and therefore it's not going to become a valid carbon to then say that what was Nitil Tahayim then becomes possible because of Nisa, for someone that didn't eat it and now is eating it after the time to be liable for the Issa of Nisa. It's kind of like learn the Brisa of this halacha. Pshuaim, he says, Kalatz Vachem Shabbatar, all Kabbans in the Torah except for the Karban Oila, which we said that's unique in the sense of that it's all the will combine. Sheneshtarir, and the Gir says, Mehen, that if it was left over from the Karban, which let's say got lost or got burned, but there was still left over at least a Kazayas Basar, an olive size of the meat, or as a Gatin Tamid Beis, or Kazayas Chalev, or a half or an olive size of the fats, well then Zarek as Adam. Then you can throw the blood and it's going to permit the carbon. Because the Pasuk says Vizarek Kain as Adam, that it's not only for the meat part, because it says if the Kain throws the blood, the Hikdra Chalev, and then they sacrifice the fats, the sacrificial parts, which is coming to tell you that even if there's no meat left over, but it is at least the Chalev that will at least be Achilles Mizbeach, then you can throw the blood, as the Gemara says in Maseches Menachos of Chavav Menalf. But let's say, and this is the halacha that we said before, chatzi zayis basa, let's say it's only half a size of an olive of meat, and the chatzi zayis chalev and half an olive size of the fats, then ein nezarek as a dam. Then you cannot throw the blood, because again, Rabbi Yeshua holds this halacha, ein basar ein dam. Why? Because the pasuk says, vasisa ilasecha basa v'dam. You should do your karban oila, the meat and the blood. And so too by the Zvachim, it says in Dvarim Yud Beis, V'dam Zvachech Yishafech V'basa Teichel. Why does it keep on putting the blood together with the meat? To say that one is dependent on the other. You cannot throw the blood unless you have the meat. Now, as we said before, it doesn't mean necessarily the meat that's eaten in contrast to the fats. It's either or. But if you only have a half a size of each one, again, besides the Karban Oila, you don't have an olive size of anything, not of Achilles Mizbeach, Achilles Adam, and therefore it's not going to be a valid Zrika. Now, however, Ba'ayla, regarding the Karban Ayla, that's what we said, this difference, which we explained the Braisa based on this opinion of Rabbi Yeshua, Vir Chatzi Zayis Basav, Chatzi Zayis Chalev, even if you only have a half a Zayis of each one, then Zarek as Adam, then you can throw the blood, Mneshu Kula Kol. It's all burnt on the Mizbeach, it's all one Achilas Mizbeach, it's all considered Haktara, and therefore you have a share of Kazayis that is being permitted by the Zrik as Adam, and therefore it's going to be considered a valid Zrik. And again, that's what we said, in that case it would become nicer. Conscious to Shlam, it wouldn't even become nicer because it was never permitted in the first place. Now, continues the Braisa, Umincha, regarding a flower offering, a filikula kayemis, even if all of the mincha is still intact, Lo Yizrik, you still cannot throw the blood. That is the Gemara, Mincha Mayavidita. What exactly are you talking about throwing blood to a flower offering which doesn't have blood? You're saying even if the mincha is around, you're not going to throw the blood. Amar Papa explains, Minchas Nesacham Habam Mazavach, we're talking about the flour offering that's considered the libations that come with many karbanas, that there, the halacha that Rabbi Shu is saying is that if you lost all of the meat, but even though the whole flour offering is intact, the Chiddush is saying that even though you would think, okay, you have something that's being permitted by the Zrikas Adam, which is the flour offering, which is secondary that comes with the carbon, and that the Chiddush says, no, you're not allowed to throw the blood for the mincha because it's not the primary carbon itself. Although in the carbon we said any part that's left over that's being permitted, whether it be the chaylev or whether it be the basar, if something of a gazai size of it will still be remained, you'll be able to throw the blood for that. And that was saying that it's only part of the carbon. Even though the minchas nesachim comes with the carbon and it's totally intact, even more than share of a gazai, it's not going to combine to, in other words, to say that it's being permitted by the dam to allow the blood to be thrown because the mincha, that will not qualify for the halacha im yesh basar yesh dam. If you have the mincha, it's not going to allow us to throw the blood of the carbon. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again continuing on the theme of our parak regarding the halachas of halah b'chutz, of burning a carbon out of the area of the Azara, which says the Mishnah, as we mentioned this halacha before, regarding these elements that there's a liability for doing them b'chutz, hakoimitz, which is the fistful of a mincha offering that's burnt on the mizbeach, or v'halavayna, the frankincense of a carbon mincha, or v'hakteris, which are the incense that's brought every single day, which is a pras, a certain measurement that's brought in the morning, and then the k'teris of the pras that's brought in the evening, or minchas kayanim, or the flower offering of that the kana bring in the dove of a mincha, or minchas kayin mashiach, or the mincha that the kayin gadol brings every single day, or minchas nesachim, or the mincha that comes secondary to a carbon, which are called the flower offering libations. Shehikrav me'achas mehen kezayis b'chutz. If someone takes even just an olive size, not even the whole kaimitz or the whole k'tiris, if he takes just an olive size of it and burns it outside of the azar, says the Tanakama chayiv, so then he's going to be liable for halah b'chutz. And the reason for that is because the Tanakama holds, and we discussed this at length in the previous daf, that when it says oisai in the pasuk for the liability of halah b'chutz, which we had made the drasha, oisai means it, which means it has to be intact, that to be liable, but you're not chayiv if it's lacking. That's not going as we had said in previous interpretations, which were the whole thing, let's say the whole animal or the whole limb. Rather, it's going at the measurement of the minimum of haktara, of what's considered a bona fide burning, which is the size of an olive. So yeah, if you have less than the size of a kezayis, then you're not going to be chayiv, but oisai would qualify even if you just have a measurement of a kezayis. Whereas Rebbe Lazar Peiter Achei Yaakov is cool, and he says, no, regarding these cases just mentioned, says Rebbe Lazar, liability is only going to be if he burns all of it. Now, Rebbe Eliezer really also, from the fact that he did not disagree in the previous Mishnah, in the case of the Oila, which the previous Mishnah said that Oila is going to be chayiv halah b'chutz, even if you just do a kezayis, which we said even the chatzis zayis of basa, chatzis zayis of chelev, they combine, but it means an olive size of the Oila is going to be chayiv. In that Mishnah, Rebbe Eliezer did not disagree. Obviously, he interprets like the Tanakama that Oisai is going on the measurement of the Haktara like Drabanan. Well, yeah, which the minimum and therefore the liability would be for Sheva Kezayis. However, that Rebbe Lazar holds is only by the Karban Oila, which, yeah, that does not become invalidated if it's lacking from its total amount. Now, the reason for that is, why is Oila unique? Because the primary atonement with a Karban Oila is really the blood. So therefore, if one takes the meat or the fats and burns it outside, he'll be chayiv, even just a share of a kezayis. But regarding these cases of our Mishnah, he disagrees because he holds that the entire fistful of the flower offering called the kaimitz, that's the measurement of its haktara, even inside, to thus be chayiv if you do it outside. Because it actually becomes invalidated if you're missing any part of the kaimitz, of the fistful. And so too for all these halachas, that they're all permitted, and as long as you don't burn and sacrifice all of it on the mizbeach, it wouldn't be considered a haktara to fulfill the obligation to thus be chayiv if one does it on the outside. Now, the Rabbanan, they really agree to Rebbe Lazar in that idea. The reason why they say that these things would be chayiv b'chutz for its haktara v'kezayis is because when the entire, let's say, kaimitz or keteris is intact, and it was not lacking before one did the haktara, the Mishnah Maseches Menachos of Chavav Manaf explains that one could do the Haktar of the Kemitza in shifts, in more than one time, and it's going to be valid. So you see that even doing just parts of it, which the minimum is Gezayis, is considered valid Haktar. Now they agreed to, let's say, be considered the Matir, to be the permitted to be valid. You have to do all of it, but you can do it in shifts. So you see that it's considered a valid Halah, Bethnim, even just parts, which the minimum is Gezayis, and everyone would be Chai for doing that on the outside. Now, however, continues the Mishnah, with the contrast of the polars, which each one's going to agree in the other type of a case, says the Mishnah, but b'kulon shehikrav b'fnim, but regarding all the cases we just mentioned, if they were, let's say all of it basically was burnt inside on the mizbeach, v'shayir mehen kezayis, now only an olive size of it was left over, and instead of burning it on the mizbeach, v'hikriv b'chutz, he burns that last remaining kezayis on the outside, there says the Mishnah, chayiv, everyone would agree that there is going to be a liability. Why? Because now the haktara of that, let's say, kemitza, was completed now on the outside. Therefore, even according to Rebbe Eliezer, who expounds oisai, going on the measurement of what has to be the valid haktara in this situation is going to be kezayis, because if this was done, if this last kezayis was done inside, it would be a bona fide haktara, because that concluded the entire avaida. Therefore, one would be chayiv for doing that on the outside. And so too in the reverse, v'kulon shechashto kolshu, regarding all these cases, if they were lacking even just a minute amount before it was burnt, either because it got lost or it got burnt up in some fire, and therefore these things, let's say the kemitza, since it's lacking just a little bit, became invalidated, as the Gemara says in Menachas of Testament Beis, it says min ha-mincha, which tells us that it's excluding the case of, let's say, the kemitza or the leftovers are missing a little bit, that invalidates the kemitza. Now, Rashi, however, does point out that although we said v'kulon, that this is applying to all the cases we mentioned before, it wouldn't be going on the case of levaina, because regarding actually the frankincense, the machlekes mesechta menachos in the first paragraph of Yod Alef Amud Beis, regarding levaina that's lacking its measurement, where according to Rabbi Shimon it's going to be kosher, even if it just has one small granule, one quart of levaina, and according to Rabbi Yehuda, even if it has just two quart. No. And Rashi says, and even if you want to say it's v'kulon is going back on the case of levaina, you would have to say when it says shechasru, it means to say not shachastru from the entirety of the measurement, from the minimum measurement that it has to have, according to either opinion, meaning that two quart or that one quart, and if it's even less than that, and then regarding all these cases, says the Mishnah, v'kriva b'chutz, and then it was sacrificed on the outside, their potter, their even Rabban would agree that you're going to be exempt, because since it would not be valid inside, even if you're doing a kezias on the outside, because there's missing from the entirety of the measurement, which you don't have the full kemitza, it's not valid. So it wouldn't be like their theory of doing in stages because it's already lacking. Therefore, even they would agree in that case, even if it's a gezias, one would be exempt for doing it on the outside. And that concludes the Mishnah. Hamakriv kodshim ve'emurim b'chutz. If someone sacrifices a piece of meat of a carbon, and the sacrificial parts are attached to that meat, and he sacrifices this on the outside, chayiv is going to be liable, not for the meat, because like we said, the meat of a regular carbon is not chayiv falah b'chutz, because that's not sacrificing the Mizbeach inside, but he's going to be liable for the Emurim that's attached to that meat, which he's burning here on the outside of the Azar. So the Gemara says, turn upon window, Braisim. A makter kezayis. If someone burns an olive size of keteris of incense, bachutz, out of the Beis HaMikdash, out of the Azara, Chayiv is going to be liable for this Isser of Halah bachutz. And chatzi pras bifnim. If let's say, instead of doing the full pras that the keteris is supposed to have, he does a half a pras in the Beis HaMikdash, which Rashi points out doesn't necessarily mean a half a pras, because the same thing would apply to the measurement of just being an olive size. It just means to say, if you're not doing the requisite measurement of that, the Torah tells you for Keteris, which is a pras, instead lets you do half of it, or even the size of Kezias, Pater is going to be exempt. Now, Kasal Kedaitik, the assumption of the Gemara is that my Pater, what would you think it means that if you do a half a pras inside, you're going to be exempt? It means Petur Zar. It's going to be the exemption of a non-Kayin. That if a non-kain, generally if he does the avaida, he's chayiv, but here it's not considered like he did the avaida because he didn't do the measurement. So he's going to be exempt from that liability. Because if it wasn't talking about zaris regarding non-kain, what does it mean regarding being exempt if you do a half a process of keteris in the Beis HaMikdash? So on that, as the Gemara, but if that's the case, then am I, but why is a zar putter if he does a half a process of keteris in the Beis HaMikdash? But haktarihi, according to the Tana, the Braisa, even just doing a kezayis size of it is considered a valid haktara. Because we see this Tana says in his first halacha that even if you do just an olive size of keteris on the outside, you're going to be chayiv, obviously because that's considered valid haktara on the inside, which is always the halacha criterion of being chayiv on the outside if that's valid inside. So if a kezayis, which is less than a half a pras, is going to be chayiv on the outside, so then it should be valid on the inside. So if it's valid on the inside, so if a zar does it, he's doing a valid avayid on the inside, so why is he pater? So rather, Amr Abzeir, Amr Abchizda, Amr Abyimri, Bar Abba, Amr Rav says, no, my potter, what does the Braisa mean when it says if you do a half a pras on the inside, it's potter? It means potur tzibur. It's the exemption of the public from the obligation of keteris because they have fulfilled their obligation. Because, yeah, like the Tana of the Braisa is saying, that even just doing a size of a kezayis is considered a valid haktar of the keteris. And that's what you have in the outside. And therefore, their potter, if they did even a half a pras on the inside, it's considered having fulfilled the obligation of keteris. Now, that Amr Bzeri, he asks, says, look, ikashli, if I'm going to have a question on this brisa, it's not really on the brisa itself, but hokashli, what my difficulty is, hada Amar Rav Allah, what Rav Yamayri had said as an addendum on this brisa. Because Rav had said, baha, on this halacha, afilo Reb, and the Gir says Reb Elazar, did even Reb Elazar, who even though he disagrees in our Mishnah, regarding the liability, which one of the cases was Keteris, of the Tanakhama, who said, if you do a kezayis a keteris on the outside, Tanakhama said, you're going to be chayiv. On that, Rabbi Elazar disagreed, and he said, then no, you're not going to be chayiv for keteris b'chutz until you do the entire measurement, which is the pras of the keteris on the outside. On that, Rav said, but Maida, Rabbi Elazar does agree to the second halacha of the Tana the Braisa, that even if one doesn't do the whole measurement, even if he's just doing a half a pras, that the tzibur is going to be pater. Rabbi Zeiri says, but that's what's difficult for me. Why is Rav saying that Rabbi Elazar would agree? But how can you say that? The Rabbi Elazar, according to Rabbi Elazar, lav haktori hi kamar. But that's clearly implicit in his opinion, that from the fact that he says, if you do a kazayis or have a prasna, if it's anything but the whole thing, he says you're not liable for doing it on the outside, obviously because it's not considered an avodah if you do it on the inside. So how could Rav say that regarding that second halacha that Rabbi Elazar would agree that it would be a batur of the tzibur that they fulfilled the obligation? How? Well, if obviously you're putter from halal b'chutz, it's not considered a valid avodah. On that, Amar Rabbi says as follows. He says, Baktara de Hechel. Regarding the Keteris that's brought in the Hechel, that's there's two chambers that are in the Beis HaMikdash. There's the Hechel, which is the outer room, and then there's the Kodesh HaKadoshim that's in the inner room. So regarding the Keteris that's brought in the Hechel and the Mizbeach HaZav every single day, which there the Torah doesn't say an explicit measurement, how much it has to be, because although we've been mentioning the Shir of Pras, that's actually a rabbinic measurement. So says Rabbi, regarding the Keteris that's brought every single day in the Hechel, yeah, the Kulei Amaloi Pligi, there, no one's going to disagree, and that's what Rav was saying, that Rabbi Elazar is going to agree, with, like the Tana of the Braitza, that just with the shear of a kezayis would be considered keteris to A, be liable if it's done b'chutz, and also, therefore, to be fulfilling the obligation of the tzibur if one does it in the appropriate place. And therefore, says Rabbi, the Braitza, all of it, the first case and the second case, is going like everybody, even according to Rabbi Elazar. Because it's talking about the keteris of the Hechel, and that would be even with the share of a kezayis, because biblically it doesn't tell you a share of a pras. Ki pligi, but says Rabbo, when did we have the machlekes of Rabbi Elazar in the Mishnah? That's baktara difnim. That's talking about the keteris that's done in the holies of the holies on Yom Kippurim, which is brought in the Kodesh HaKadoshim by the Aron, which there the Torah Meikra Tezayin says a measurement. It says how much you have to take. The machlekes is the marasava Rabbi Elazar held maloi chafnav davka. When the Torah tells you that you have to bring in two handfuls of the keteris, it meant you have to do it specifically that amount at one time, and therefore that's what Rabbi Elazar was saying in the Mishnah. If you sacrifice that keteris on the outside, you're not going to be liable until you do the whole measurement, because since it's not valid inside, until you do maloi chafnav, you're not going to be liable for doing it outside. It's not specifically two handfuls. I mean, that's what the Torah is saying. But if one does even just a half a pras, one would be fulfilling his obligation. And therefore, that's why the Chacham said, even if you just do that small amount, of at least a minimum of a kezayis, you're going to be liable. But again, the Braisa, Rav's correct. That's even like Rabbi Elazar, the whole Braisa, because that's the Mahaktaras of the Hechel. There's no measurement that the Torah says. However, Amalei Abaya asked in this interpretation of Rav, and he says, wait a second. But when it says in the halachas of the avoid of the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippurim, the word chuka, which always connotes that it's ma'akav, that it's integral, that this is a statute, baktara dipnim hudichsev, that is said in the context of the keteris that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like it says, that this should be for them a chukas oilim l'chaper. These are things that are only done achas bashana. And it says over the chuka, what's done achas bashana once a year is the keteris in lefnai v'lefnim. And the word chuka tells us ma'akiv. So how can you say that chacham are going to hold? Oh, maloi chafnav lav davka. No one's going to say that. Because obviously the keteris of Yom Kippurim are davka exactly as it said, which is ma'akiv to be maloi chafnav. So how can you say that that's the reason they hold that even keteris lefnai v'lefnim, you're going to be chayiv less than maloi chafnav machotz? It's not true, because everyone agrees it has to be maloi chafnav. And if you told Keteris and Mikipurim, they should not be mechayiv on the outside. So Elam Abayi, rather Abayi says, Baktar Bifnim, no, the Keteris that's done in Kohen Gadol Mikipurim in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, Kulei Amalei Pligi, like Abayi just pointed out before, no one's going to disagree, that you're not mechayiv for just doing a Kedazayis Bachot. You're not going to be chayiv until you do the entirety of the Melech Chafnav on the outside, just like it would only be valid if you do the Melech Chafnav inside. Ki Pligi Baktar Dechutz, the Machlaikis is only not regarding like we said, no one disagrees regarding when it's being done inside. That's what Abaye's point was. Inside, it has to be Melech Chafnav. The Machlekes is only, however, burning the Keteris of Yom Kippurim, what we call the Keteris Bifnim, and one doing this on the outside. The reason for this is as follows. Abaye is explaining the answer just like Rabba, in the sense that the Braisa that Rav had said that Rabbi Elazar agrees that it's going to be the share of a Kazayas is talking about the Keteris that's done every single day in the Heichal. And so too, like Rabbi had said, that the Mishnah is talking about the Keteris of Yom Kippur. But what he's differentiating from Rabba, that he's not saying like Rabba that the reason of the Rabbanon that hold that you're going to be Chayiv for a Kazayas of a Keteris Bachutz is because they hold, oh, Malei Chafna Vizlav Davka. No. Because everyone holds, like Abaye pointed out, says Chuka, that Malei Chafnam is Dafka. To fulfill the obligation of Keteris Yom Kippur, Lefnai V'Lefnam, it has to be two handfuls. And therefore, no one's going to disagree that it has to be the complete amount. But says Abaye, what they do disagree about, however, is let's say the Kohen Gadol, whoever it is, takes a Kazayas of the Keteris of what's done with the two handfuls of the Kohen Gadol and Yom Kippur that's supposed to be done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. And instead, they sacrifice it out of the area where it's supposed to be. That's where they disagree. Why? Because Marsav the Chamhol the Alfinam Pnim Mechutz. Now, not to get confused, when we say the word Chutz, before when we were just using the word the Chutz, it meant out of the Azar. When we're saying that the Chacham learned the Keteris of Pnim, which is that of the Keteris of that's done in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from Chutz, it means they learned it from the Keteris that's done in the outer chamber of the Keteris of the Heichel. Which means, just like the Keteris of the Heichel that's done every single day, there's going to be a liability for sacrificing it on the private altar out of the Azara, even just a measurement of the Kazayas, because like we said, there everyone agrees that the measurement doesn't say in the Torah, so it would be valid even for Kazayas, hence to be liable by Chutz for Kazayas. So too they learn out, by comparison, the Keteris of the Lifnai V'Lifnim is always also going to be liable for doing Bachutz on the Bama, also in the measurement of Gezayis, even though in its inside place, it's not going to be a valid Haktara, according to everybody, says Abaye, unless it's a Malei Chafnav. But since in the Heichel it is a Haktara, and hence for those Keteris Yuchai Bachutz for Gezayis, therefore even for the Keteris Lifnai V'Lifnim, which not like Rabbah, Rabban agree has to be Malei Chafnav, but Bachutz, which is a unique exception to that halacha, because since for some Haktaris it's going to be Kazayis, therefore for the Kazayis of Nivavnim, which requires Malei Chafnav, one would be Chai Bachutz, even for a share of Kazayis. But Amar Savalayafin, but Rabbi Elazar held that no, we don't learn out the Keteris of Lefnim from the Keteris of the outside of the Heichel. Rather, no, the Keteris of the Heichel, we're there if one fulfills his obligation with a Kazayis, that's where you're going to be chayiv for doing it on the outside for the share of a Kazayis, because that's its measurement that's valid inside. But the Keteris of the Kodesh HaKadoshim, where there you're not going to be liable for doing a Kazayis Bachutz, since it's not a valid Keteris inside in its area, because according to Abaya, everyone holds that you have to have Melech Hafnav on the inside, and therefore Rebbe Elazar holds that one would not be Chayiv for the Keteris of Lefnayiv Lefnim for doing a Kazayis on the outside. Now, on this interpretation, Amar Rav, Rav asks, he says, Hashta Chutz Michutz Lo Yalfi L'Rabbanan. If the Rabbanan do not learn out halachas of things done and the outside, from other things done on the outside. When we say outside, we don't mean outside the Azar. We mean outside not in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. Like, for example, the outer Mizbeach. For example, like the Halacha of Nisach HaYayin, the pouring of the libations of wine, which is on the outer Mizbeach. The Rabbanu do not learn its halachas from the sacrificing of the sacrificial parts, which are also done on the outer Mizbeach, to create a liability of the Nisach HaYayin for less than the measurement of 3 lugan to be liable if one does it bachutz, meaning out of the Azar. Even though in the 3 lugan, there's many, many olive sizes of that share in the 3 lugan of wine, and all haktaris of the Mizbeach HaChitzin essentially is considered haktar with the share of a Kazayis, but still, since regarding Nisuch, we find other measurements that apply uniquely to Nisuch, so we don't make it liable for other measurements that apply to other things bachutz. So if the Rabbanan hold like that, as the Gemara is going to shortly explain where we find that, you don't learn out something on the outside from something that's done on the outside. So, Pnim Michutz, so something that's done inside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, from something that's done outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, meaning to create a liability on the Keteris of Nivav Lefnim, to create its liability of what's done on the outside in the Bama, from something that's done outside in the Heichel, Mibayi, would you entertain to say that you learned that the Keteris from the Keteris of the Heichel? To say, like you want to say, that it would be with the share of a Kazayis to where you learn the Pnim Rabbanan? As Rav explains this question, he says, Mahi, what's this that I'm asking where you find that even the Rabbanan don't hold you learn that Chutz from Chutz, let alone Pnim from Chutz, is the time like learn the Braisa. Braisa says, Yachal Hamala Pachas Mikazayis Kametz. One would think that if one sacrifices, let's say less than the olive size of the fistful of the Kemitza of the flour from which is generally burnt on the Mizbeach, and he burns it on the outside, meaning out of the Azar, or upachas megazayis emunah, let's say less than the olive size of the sacrificial parts, or vahamanasich pachas mishleishes luginayin, or if he pours a libation of less than 3 lugin of wine, or pachas megimel lugin mayim, or less than 3 lugin of water, which was that which is poured by sukkahs and the mayim she'uvim, yechayiv, you would think that there would be a liability for doing that b'chutz. Tamalayma lasais, and the girsa is oisai, which is to do it, which tells us that ala shalom chayiv, like we said this rush in the previous daf, no, it's only on the complete amount that one is liable. Veinu chayiv ala chas, but you're not liable if it's lacking, which we said that these tanoim hold that it's regarding the minimum of haktara. Now, v'hapachas mishleishes lugin, now less than 3 lugin of wine, the isbuhu kamazesim, with as many olive-sized measurements in 3 lugin of water, v'lo yalfi rabbanon chutz michutz, and the rabbanon do not learn out to say, okay, you could be liable on 3 lugin of yain, less than 3 lugin of yain outside. What do you mean? Why? That's the minimum that to fulfill the obligation inside. That's when you're chayven outside. We'll say no. Just like you're saying for kateris lefnayv lefnim, that the minimum measurement everyone agrees on lechafnav, but yet you want to say according to the rabban's opinion you'll be chayv on a gezayis b'chutz because learn out pnim from chutz. So then learn out chutz from chutz. Say that okay. The 3 lugin, the wine should be learned out from, let's say, chelim, which or kaimitz, or yichayiv for kezayis. You fulfill your obligation with kezayis, and therefore yichayiv kezayis on the outside. Same thing should apply for something else that's done on the adam mizbeach. Like wine should be learned out from that, and we see that you don't. Now, as Rashi points out, and obviously that this b'raisa is like the rabbanim, because if one would think it's like Rabbi Elazar, then even if it was a kezayis of all those other cases of kaimitz and emurim, it's Rabbi Elazar still holds you wouldn't be liable. And the b'raisa is only saying less than the kezayis, one's not going to be liable. Because as we said before, his opinion is that you have to sacrifice all of the kaimitz, not just a kezayis size of it. So it's the rabbanim. And still we see you don't learn chutz from chutz. How can you say you learn out p'nim from chutz? So Elamar Rabba, rather Rabba, says a different interpretation. And he says that really the halacha of the Mishnah and the Brisa that we brought are all talking about sacrificing the keteris of the Hechel, which is brought every single day. Now, and that's where everyone agrees, that the fulfillment of the obligation of the keteris is even enough in its place with a kezayis. And that's why the Brisa said, if one does a bachot, he's going to be chayv, with even the sheva kezayis. And Rabbi Elazar agrees to the halacha like Rav said, because in its place it's also fulfilled the obligation with the sheva kezayis. So then what's the machlekes in the Mishnah? It says, Rav, talking about a specific case, it's talking about where he established and he put in 2 half a prasin, as a ketin type of kofiyodim and aleph, b'mana, into 1 vessel. So what? This explains the Gemara. Marsa v'rebeleza held kaviyas mana milsi. Establishing that whole element into 1 vessel is significant. And since he put in the 2 half a prasins into a vessel, to be considered a valid keteris in the Hechel, you're going to need a whole pras, which was put together in this 1 vessel. And if you're missing any part of that, it's invalid. And that's why if you do less than that whole amount on the outside, you're not going to be chayiv until you sacrifice all of it. Meaning, even though Rabbi Elazar agrees, if one had just a gezayis to fulfill the obligation, that's fine. But since you put in all this amount into 1 vessel, the vessel makes it 1 entity. And therefore, now that's the minimum measurement, because that's the 1 entity of this element that you're coming to burn of the keteris inside. You actually would not fulfill the obligation until you do all of it. That's why, that's the case of the Mishnah. We said, okay, not be chayav b'chutz either until you do all of it. Whereas the Marsa of the Rabban held that no, putting it into 1 vessel, lav milsi, it's not significant to say that that's the minimum. It's still the same halacha that if you do it inside, even just a kezayis of it, one would fulfill the obligation, and therefore one would be chayav b'chutz also if you do just a kezayis of it on the outside. Now concludes the Gemara. Amar Ravi says, Hashtam. Now, according to Rabbanan, Lamando Amar Kiviyasa Demana Veleklumu, that they say that by putting it into 1 vessel, that doesn't mean anything. That doesn't make it now it's the 1 entity, and anything less than that is not significant. So therefore, says Rava, you have the following halacha. Kava Shisha. If someone makes permanent 3 lugan, which is a half of a hin, of wine, Lepar, he put into 1 vessel because he wanted to use it for the Nesachim of a par, which is that amount of lugin, of 6 lugin, and he put into 1 vessel, and then umashach mehen arba, then he draws out from there 4 lugin of wine. V'kriv machutz, and he sacrifices, he pours the libation out of the azara, he's going to be chayiv. Why? Shru'uy in la'ayil, meaning in contrast to Rabbalazah, you wouldn't be chayiv, because you don't have all of it, which is only 1 entity if you do all of it. But according to Rabbanan, since it's fit the 4 lugin inside the Beis HaMikdash for a ram, which only requires 4 lugin. So therefore, one would be chai for doing that on the outside, even though it was already put together in one vessel, because they hold lav kulmu. So to kava arba la'ay, let's say it put into one vessel 4 lugin for a ram, which that's the amount that you need for a ram when you bring a carbon. And then he withdraws 3 and he sacrifices outside. Chayiv, again, he's going to be liable. Should ruin the kavis because it's still fed for the libations of a lamb. Now, but let's say from those 3 lugin, you're lacking even just a minute amount, and then you sacrifice that on the outside, then pata, then he's going to be exempt because anything less than 3 lugin is not fit at all inside. There's no carbon that has less than 3 lugin of yain as its nesachim, and then since it's not valid inside, it's not going to be chayiv for halal b'chutz on the outside. Now, Rav Ashi, he goes back to answer Rav's question on Abaye. And he says, no, truthfully, the answer is like the way Abaye had answered the question that we had, which is that regarding the machlekes in our Mishnah of Rabbi Elazar and the Chacham, is sacrificing the keteris of the Yom Kippurim out of the Azara. And their machlekes is regarding, do we learn the keteris of Pnim from the keteris of outside of the Heichel? And then Rav's question, however, was, wait a second. If you don't learn out chutz from chutz, according to the Rabbanan, you think you learn out pnim from chutz? And that says, on that answer the Gemara, says Rav Ashi, no, you can't compare the laws of nisuch, of the wine libations, that even though they're b'chutz, that we don't learn that from something else b'chutz, from the laws of the keteris. Because nisuch maktar le'yafi Rabbanan, yes, the laws of libations, which is wine is poured, that we don't learn out from the laws of things that are burnt, like kaimitz or chaylev, that those are things that are burnt. They're loyal for Rabban, even though they're both b'chutz, avagav the chutz mechutz, you're not going to learn them one from the other, because they're two totally different types of elements. But, in the Girsa takes the words loyalfi, haktara mahaktara, but let's say two halachas of burning, which is the keteris of the kaidish HaKadoshim, from the keteris of the Heichel, then yalfi, then they're Rabban, and yeah, they actually do learn avagav, and the Girsa is, dipnim mechutz, even though we're learning something from the inside, from that of the outside, because, yeah, even though one's pnim, one's chutz, but they're both keteris. In contrast, don't ask me from the case to say, oh, you see, Rabban don't even learn a chutz from chutz because the shleish lugin yain, they don't hold you can be chayiv even for a gezayis. Oh, why didn't you learn it from somebody else that's also done the Adam is Be'ach, like by chaylev and kaimetz? No, because those are two different things. One's pouring and one's burning, and that's why you don't learn it out. And if it's not difficulty, and we could even say, like Abaye's answer, that the halacha was talking about the keteris of lefnai v'lefnim, therefore it's different than the brayis, which is talking about the keteris of the heichel, because yeah, Rabbi Elazar would agree there, it's even with a shir of a kezayis, both to fulfill the obligation of michayim b'chutz. The Mishnah, which he said that you're not going to be chayim until you do all of it, is because it's talking about the keteris of lefnai v'lefnim, and that's where he disagrees with Rabban. He says you don't learn a panim from chutz, but the Rabban could hold you learn panim from chutz, because although they don't learn chutz from chutz, that's when the two different things, when the same thing, then you can learn even panim from chutz, like in the laws of keteris of lefnai v'lefnim, from the keteris of the heichel.